Feels good in the house of the Lord tonight. Enjoy the testimony of our young people. Glad they're home. We missed them Wednesday night, but I knew you're in a good place. Amen. Love youth camp. I love youth camp. Praise the Lord. I've always loved youth camp. I think it's one of the greatest things that can happen to a young person is to get to go to youth camp. I got the Holy Ghost at youth camp. I got the Holy Ghost the first service of the first night of the first youth camp that I ever went to. Amen. I didn't waste any time. First altar call. I couldn't wait to get down there. Said, this is it. I'm going to get the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. And I did. Hallelujah. Greatest thing that's ever happened in all my life. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Last week I turned 45 in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it's better than ever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've had the privilege to be, well, actually I've been preaching longer, but I was licensed in 37 years ago. That's a while. Amen. But I started preaching. Did you know you can preach without a license? I was bootlegging, but I was preaching. But that's all right. Amen. We got several bootlegging preachers around here, but we like them. Amen. One of them preached up in Canton. They did a good job. Amen. You know what he preached about? He preached that you're somebody. Yeah. Amen. If you're here, you're somebody. Yeah, yeah, we're all somebodies. Yeah. Amen. Praise that I'm a one guy used to say, he said, I'm a nobody that knows somebody that's telling everybody about Jesus. Yeah. Amen. That may be. I'd like to preach a little bit tonight. Would that be okay? From the book of John, chapter 11, verse... Well, I'll just preach all of it. Verse 39 is where we're going to start. Amen. Book of John, chapter 11, verse 39. Praise the Lord. And the scripture said, Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Take ye away the stone. And my message tonight is the miracle is on the other side of the stone. Hallelujah. You think we can preach that, Brother Neil? You want to help me? Amen. I said the miracle is on the other side of the stone. We got to get rid of the stone because the miracle is on the other side of the stone. Amen. The Lord bless you and you may be seated. Trouble visits everybody at some time in life. You can be a friend of Jesus, but trouble's going to come knocking on your door. You can be a prayed up, tongue-talking, Jesus name baptized, Holy Ghost filled, devil chasing, saint of God, but at some time trouble is going to come knocking on your door. But the good news is that when it comes, you're not alone. Amen. The God that saved you is still with you. The God that filled you with the Holy Ghost is on your side. You have the ear of the heavenly host. He will listen and He will move heaven and earth to help you. Trouble came to the house of Jesus. Very good friends. The Bible said that Martha and Mary, when their brother Lazarus fell sick, sent a message to Jesus. And they didn't say much. They said, He whom thou lovest is sick. Didn't even have to say His name. They knew that Jesus loved Lazarus. And they knew that Jesus would help Lazarus. They knew that Jesus would come in the time of their great need, and He did not fail them. I said He did not fail them, but He didn't do it the way they thought He was going to do it. He did not come when they thought He would come. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that Jesus purposely stayed for 3 days. But before He ever left to take the journey southward to their home, He stated His purpose. Amen. That's right. He stated, verse number 4 said, "And when Jesus heard that, He said, 'This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby.'" I want you to know something. I want you to get this deep in your heart. I want you to get this settled in your mind and in your spirit tonight. It's all about Him. The glory is His. The honor is His. The praise is His tonight. It's not about me and it's not about you, but it's all about Him. And He said, "I'm going to get some glory out of this." Woo. I felt a little something there. You know what? When you get sick, God doesn't just look down and have a pity party because you're sick. He doesn't look down and say, "Oh, you poor little darling. I feel so sorry for you. Let's have everybody patty cake. Let's have everybody shed a few tears." That's not what He does. He says, "You're suffering, but I'm going to get some glory out of this. Because it's not about you. It's about Me. It's about My glory." Amen. And you may go through some things. You know, we pray sometimes, "God, use me." Do you really mean that? Would you be willing to go through something just so God could get some glory? When I was 32 years old, I had appendicitis. I had to have my appendix removed. I had a little boy come home and they said, "Jeffrey had to have surgery." And Mom said, What kind of surgery?" He said, "He had his appendix taken out." I'd like to perform that surgery on some folks. But you don't get your opinion taken out. But I had appendicitis and 32 years old. That's kind of old to have appendicitis. Kids usually get that. I guess that means I'm going to be a kid for a long time. Amen. So all I could figure is that God had a reason for that. They put me in the room with an interesting character. Amen. He was a motorcycle man with all of the trimmings, with a broken leg, shattered, held up, you know, high in traction. He wasn't going nowhere. And all of his buddies and his friends were in the room till they got run out because it was late. Amen. And you know what? I had a captive audience. And when he found out I was a preacher, he started asking questions. And we talked laying there in his bed, me and mine, and we talked till the wee hours in the morning. And I got to tell him all about the Holy Ghost and repentance from sin and baptism in Jesus' name. I gave him both barrels. I didn't hold anything back. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what? The only reason I figured that I had appendicitis was so the Lord could get some glory. And it was worth it. I don't know if he ever got the Holy Ghost or not. I hope he did. Amen. I'd like to tell you he got it in the hospital room, but he didn't. Amen. I don't know what happened after that, but all I can figure is God let me have appendicitis so I could preach to somebody. Amen. I know another fella. He's a preacher. And his father-in-law was not. He was a sinner. And he couldn't preach to his father-in-law. He wanted to, but he wouldn't let him. It always turned him off. His father-in-law got sick. And he got put in a room. Guess who was in the room with him? Another preacher. Amen. Another Pentecostal preacher was in that other bed. Hey, I figure sometimes God lets you get sick so you can preach to somebody. God lets you go to a hospital so you can preach to somebody. God lets you go through something so you can preach to somebody. Amen. That's all right, Brother Grissom. That's real good stuff right there. Amen. God is not nearly as concerned about your comfort as you are. We like being comfortable, don't we? But God's not worried about your comfort. He's concerned about your character. So He's going to put you through some stuff so He can build and shape your character. So Lazarus got sick. And Jesus tarried. The Bible said He tarried until He died. But as soon as He got the message, He already said that He was going to get some glory out of this. And He already said, this sickness is not unto death. But He died. That's okay. As far as Jesus was concerned, He wasn't dead. Go a little bit further and look at verse number 11. The Bible said that these things said He, and after that He said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth. But it say sleepeth. Now they were calling it death, but Jesus said he's sleeping. Hallelujah. You know, I know some folks that have been sleeping now for nearly 2,000 years. And some of them been sleeping longer than that. And we call them dead. But Jesus said, oh, they're just sleeping. Hallelujah. And one of these days, He's going to wake them up. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He just said, oh, they're just sleeping. Don't you love that? Hey, man, I got a God that death can't control. He said, oh, they're just sleeping. Amen. He said, but I go that I might wake him out of sleep. Amen. You see, we need that kind of faith in God that understands that when we don't understand, God still has a plan. And when it's out of our control, it's not out of His control. And so Jesus then arrives in Bethany. And the Bible said that Mary goes out to see Him. I've always thought this was very, very interesting. And when He comes, the Bible said that Mary went out, or Martha went out to see Him. But Mary sat still in the house. Now find something interesting in that. Now, in the previous time we talked about Martha and Mary, it was Mary that got the accolades. It was Mary that got the kudos. But now it's Martha. Before it was Mary that chose that good part. But this time, Mary is so discouraged that she just can't get up and get out to go to the Lord. You know what that tells me? That there's not any super saints. Amen. You may be up today, and you may be down tomorrow. You may be better than me today. Amen. I may be stronger than you tomorrow. Amen. You may need me today, and I may need you tomorrow. We're all in this together, folks. I said, we're all in this together. Amen. This time, it was Martha that went out to see the Lord. And she meets him, and she says to him, truthfully, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. Now that's faith, but that's faith in the past. If you would have been, he would not have. That's past tense. But let me say this to you. Faith doesn't work in the past. Amen. I know folks that have faith in the past. It's about what used to be. And I'm glad you have good memories, but they're memories. Faith does not work in the past. And so Jesus then, I love this, but she had a little faith. Look at verse number 22. It said, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. You know what? Sometimes faith speaks to us when we really don't believe what we're saying. Let me give you an example. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, preached the word of the Lord and didn't believe what he was saying. He said that God was going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. When he said that, in his mind, he was thinking all Jewish flesh. But the Holy Ghost preaching through him meant exactly what it said, all flesh. So sometimes faith speaks through us more than we're capable of believing at that moment in time. And that's what happened to Martha. She spoke faith, but she really didn't believe all she was saying, but she spoke faith anyway. We do that. We say God can do anything. Even when we don't believe that at the moment. We can. We're just not sure he will or going to. But she spake more faith than she really had at the moment. So Jesus latched on to it. You see, when you speak faith, God responds. Look at this next verse. As soon as she said that, Jesus said, thy brother shall rise again. He jumped on it when she had faith. And then Martha kind of backslid a little bit. Verse 24, she said, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. So you see, she came out of the past and jumped off into the future. Faith doesn't work in the future. Faith works in the present. You got to bring it to the present. You got to get your faith out of the past. You've got to get it out of the future. You've got to focus it on the right now. And that's what Jesus is trying to get her to do. She's all over the landscape. He said, hold on here. Darling, we've got to get your faith focused here if we're going to get anything done. So get it out of the past, bring it back from the future, and let's focus it on the present. And so she said, I believe you will. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, I am. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this? You see, what he's trying to do, he said, we've got to focus this faith here, Martha. He's telling her, he said, I'm not the great I was. And I'm not the great I'm going to be. I am the great I am. I am the resurrection. Right this very moment, I am the resurrection. Amen. Does that sound a lot like what he said to Moses when he said, I am? Hallelujah. Jesus always is. He's not was, he's not going to be, he always is. He's the ever-present. He lives in the present. He works in the present. He's everything He is in the present. He's ever been, He is right now. Everything He's ever going to be, He is right now. Anything He's ever done, He can do right now. Anything He's ever going to do, He can do right now. Jesus is the great I am. And so he's focusing here. Amen. And listen, verse number 27, I don't know if she got it or not, but she said, "Yea, Lord, I believe. Thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which come into the world." And so she got her faith focused there at least a little bit. And so she runs home and she says to Mary, "The Master has come and is calling for you. I'm saying to you tonight, He's here and He's calling for you. If you're in this service, you got a need. Your miracle's just on the other side of the stone. You're that close." I said, "You're that close. You're that close to the answer. You're that close to the miracle. It's just on the other side of the stone." Well, Mary comes out. Whole thing's kind of repeated. Amen. And Jesus said, "Where'd you lay you?" They took Him down to the tomb. Amen. When they get down to the tomb, the Bible said, Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." It's not that the stone was hindering Him. I believe He could have rolled away the stone. He could have said, "Come on, angels, move this stone out of the way." And 10,000 angels would have showed up. He could have just spoke a word and the stone could have disintegrated. Wasn't that there was, He could have called Lazarus through the stone for that matter. It wasn't that the stone's not the problem. Amen. But the stone was there because they had put it there. Now you and I put some things between ourselves and God. Some stones, if you will. Some hindrances. And as long as that stone is in place, the Lord cannot do for us what He wants to do. But if we will move the stone, the miracle is on the other side of the stone. So the Lord is saying, "Take ye," everybody say "ye." He's saying, "You take away the stone." Amen. There are some things that hinder. Sin is one of those things. Martha said to Jesus, when He said, "Take away the stone," she said, "He's been in there for 4 days and He stinks." Amen. But I've got some good news for you. The stink won't stop Him. You know why? Sometimes we don't want to move the stone because we're stinkers. We've been up to some stuff and we want to put a stone there because we think if I can get a stone, maybe I can cover something up and maybe God won't know. Hey, God knows what's on the other side of the stone, and it's not going to stop Him. Oh, Pastor, but it's ugly. He doesn't care how ugly. It stinks. I don't care how much it stinks. Get rid of the stone. But we sometimes have some sins that separate us from the power of God. Did you know that all you got to do is repent and God will handle your sin? That's it. Just say, "I'm sorry. I'm through. I'm finished. Ain't doing that no more, God. Help me. I want to change from this moment. I don't want to be like this anymore." And God will take you at your word and He'll help you and He'll deliver you and He'll strengthen you and He'll save you and He'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I love this story. I know I've told it before, but I like it. It illustrates something. Do you know how to catch a monkey? A good way to catch a monkey is find out where he likes to go and find out what he likes. And then you get whatever it is he likes, whether it's food or whether it's some kind of a shiny little object, and you put it in a jar that he can get his hand into. And you bury that jar and make it real secure. And the monkey will come along and he will slip his hand down in that jar and he will close his fist to get it out. But he can't get his hand out without letting go of the object. And he will stand there trying to get his hand out until you come collect him. Because he just won't let go. You know where we're going with this? Can you see the picture? Some of us tonight, that's exactly our picture. We got a hold of something, and we're not going to let go, and we're captured, and we're captive because we won't let go. All you got to do is let go. God's got something so much better for you. But you got to let go of what you got your hand on. It's holding you captive. It's holding you back. You can't get away. You can't go forward. You can't do anything. You're stuck until you let go. That's how sin is. It hangs you up. We talk about hang-ups. That's what sin does. It hangs you up. You got to let go. You got to let go. But when you let go, then God can step in and do what God can do. So unbelief is another thing that'll hinder you. Unbelief and doubt are kin, but they're not the same. Doubt is simply faith, or unbelief is simply faith in reverse. You just don't believe. There's belief and there's unbelief. And somewhere in the center is doubt. Doubt means to be of two minds. It means I believe, but I don't believe. It vacillates. It goes back and forth. It can't make up its mind. That's what doubt is. It bounces from one side to the other side, and it lives in misery because it doesn't really not believe, and yet it doesn't really believe. The Bible said that doubt will rob us of our victory. The Bible said a double-minded man is unstable. He's unstable because his heart and his mind is not fixed. So that's a doubt and unbelief. You've got to get rid of your doubts. And how do you do that? You focus on God. You focus on His Word. And you just simply say, God, You said it. I believe it. That settles it. Amen. I'm gonna take you at your word. I'm gonna step out here. Amen. I'm gonna resist. I'm gonna refuse everything else. And I'm gonna latch on to you with everything I've got. I'm gonna believe you with everything that's in me. Get rid of your doubts. Amen. Roll away that stone. Get rid of doubt today. Because on the other side of the stone of doubt, there's a miracle waiting for you. Amen. Another thing is indifference. Indifference. You just don't really care enough. Amen. You just don't have enough passion. You don't have enough desire. God help us not to get indifferent in this day. What was it Jesus said? He said, I would that you were cold or hot. He said, but because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. God doesn't want His church to get into a passionless situation where it's indifferent to everything. He wants a church that's hot. He wants a church that's on fire. Indifference will separate you from God. Amen. That's why we got to stay full of the Holy Ghost, folks. Isn't that right? Amen. Indifferent. Indifferent. And then, if we're not careful, we can get lethargic. Amen. Just don't have any energy. Just not motivated. Amen. You know what the Bible said about Noah? It said Noah built. Amen. Noah built something. Yes, he did. He accomplished what the Lord said to do. Joshua marched. And David ran. All of them were in action. They were not motionless. They were doing something. Motivated by faith in God. The Bible says that Noah's moved by fear, but that's all right. Fear's a pretty good motivator. It'll get you going. You ever been scared? Well, don't get scared stiff. That's not good. You get run over. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not scared of the dark, but I am scared sometimes what I think's in it. Amen. It hides things. I just like to step off a few yards so I can see get a clear view of things. But fear's a good motive. The Bible says Noah moved with fear, built the ark, did something, moved, obeyed, did what God said to do. God told Joshua to march. He marched. Didn't make sense, but he marched. I felt foolish walking around these thick walls thinking, well, this is kind of an odd thing to do, but here we go, we're marching. Amen. Every day, for 7 days, marching. Seventh day, seven times, marching. And then God said, blow the trumpet and shout, and they did, and the walls came down. Hallelujah. Amen. Just keep marching. Just keep moving. Just keep doing. Just keep obeying. Amen. Nothing's happening. Don't see a crack. Don't feel a tremor. Nothing going on. Keep marching. Keep marching. Keep marching. Keep marching. Amen. Now, like what David, the Bible said whenever David went out to meet Goliath, he didn't stroll out there. The Bible said he grabbed his little old slingshot and he ran to meet the giant. He couldn't wait to fling the stone. He couldn't wait to meet the enemy. He couldn't wait to bring him down. He couldn't wait to see what God was going to do. Lethargy. Amen. You know, sometimes we come to the altar just yawning. Amen. We're not going to receive much coming that way. I remember a youth camp several years ago. Brother J.T. Pugh was preaching. I'll never forget this. He preached on the verse that said that God said, I will mock. And he said, I will mock when your fear cometh, and I will laugh at your calamity. That's in the days we preached conviction. And man, when he got through with that, he started laughing the most diabolical laugh you ever heard in your life. And I watched a young man come from the back of that tabernacle. He came down, he hit the altar, and he rolled under the piano. But I'm telling you, he had some passion. He was motivated. He wanted to get right. He wanted to repent. He wanted to pray through. And he did. Hallelujah. Amen. But we got to get serious. We got to get a hold of this thing. We got to sell out to it. We've got to mean business with God. That's what happened. Lethargy. That's a stone. But your miracle's waiting just on the other side of the stone. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you can't see on the other side of the stone. But let me tell you a little bit about what's going on the other side of the stone. I believe that when Jesus walked up to that stone, death started trembling. Woo, he's here. Amen. What's he going to do? I'm glad there's a stone between Jesus and me. I'm no match for the master over there. And death started trembling because Jesus was on the other side of the stone. Everybody got a feeling. On the other hand, life started shaking also. Sin, just let me out of here just a little bit longer. If they'll move the stone, I'm about ready to get out of here. Amen. Hey, you need to look on the other side of the stone. Sin is trembling. Death is trembling. It's a defeated foe. The devil's coming down on the other side of the stone. He understands that if that stone ever leaves, his goose is cooked. Amen. And victory is assured, but you got to roll away the stone. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus, verse number 40. I love this. Jesus said, "Said not I unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" Everybody repeat this. Believe and see. He's not from Missouri. Missouri says it's the show me state. See it and believe it. Jesus said, believe it and see it. Believe it and see it. Believe it and see it. Doubt it, do without it. Amen. Believe and see. That's the economy of faith. Believe and see. God reverses the order. Somebody, I've heard it said, you've heard it said, seeing is believing. But God said, believing will be seeing. Believe it and see it. Verse 41 said, then, everybody say then. It says, then they took away the stone. Woo! They took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, everybody say, Jesus lifted up his eyes. Sometimes you got to lift up your eyes. You see, when Jesus looked ahead, all he saw was death. His nose was filled with a stench. His eyes were filled with the darkness. All he saw in front of him was defeat and death and discouragement. If he looked to the left, he was going to see weeping people. If he looked to the right, he'd see more crying. If he looked behind him, he'd hear more moaning. However, he was surrounded by despair and by defeat and by death. And so he lifted up his eyes. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you got to look up to God. You can't look to nobody. You can't. Your brother can't help you. And your sister can't help you. And your pastor can't help you. You got to look to the Lord God Almighty. Lift up your eyes. He looked up where faith was shining through. Amen. After he lifted up his eyes, then he lifted up his voice. Hallelujah. The stone's gone. Everybody say, the stone is gone. Are you ready for a miracle? He's getting ready to speak now. You got rid of the stone. Now it's his job. Now it's his turn. The obstacle's gone. He's facing death face on. Eyeball to eyeball. Mano a mano. Amen. He's facing death right now. It's Jesus and death. Let's see who's going to win. I can tell you how this is going to come out. This is a one-sided match. The devil brought a knife to a gunfight, and Jesus is getting ready to win. Amen. He's getting ready to obliterate the enemy. And so he lifts up his voice, and he said, Lazarus! I think he had to call him by name. He didn't want everybody coming out. Because if there wasn't any stones, they were all coming. So they identified him. He said, Lazarus! I picture that somewhere up in glory land. I don't know, Lazarus might have been walking with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, excuse me. He said, I hear a familiar voice. And I've got to go. So from somewhere in the celestial, He came back to that old body, laying in that old cold tomb. And whenever his spirit got back in that body, eyeballs flew open. Heart began to beat. Blood began to flow. Limbs received strength. He sat up. He stood up. Somehow he bounced out there, still bound in grave clothes. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a miracle on the other side of the stone. I got to preach about this just a minute, but it won't hurt much, I promise. And then Jesus said something to his disciples. God likes to involve us in miracles. He understands us real well. And so Jesus said, stand up here just a minute, Brother Cameron. And you're standing there, you're all bound up. You got your arms, they're all bound up. Your feet, get them close together because they're all bound up. And your face is all covered, you can't even see. Amen. He's all bound up. Now Jesus could have reached over there and just unwound him, but he didn't do that, did he? He could have grabbed hold of that thing and jerked it and spun him like a top, but he didn't do that. He didn't do that. Instead, he turned around and he said, Brother Caleb, he said, I want you to help me. He said, loose him. You do it. So somebody reached over there and they grabbed the napkin that covered his face. His eyeballs flew open. Look at the eyeballs open. Amen. Big old smile on his face. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe he did. I think as soon as that thing got off of his face, his eyeballs flew open. They were snapping with life. Amen. And all of a sudden, he began to shout, hallelujah. Amen. And as soon as they got one of those arms, it flew up in the air. That other arm flew up in the air. He got his feet undone. And the next thing you know, he's shouting. He's jumping. He's worshiping the Lord. He's having a time in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, sir. That's our job. Now hold on just a second. But you know what we do? We like to bind people up. You know how you do that? By what you say about people. When you start talking about people, and you talk about their problems, and you talk about their shortcomings, and you talk about their past, or even their present, you bind them. You start placing labels on people, you're binding them. You start calling people things. You start binding them. See what I'm saying? God's not in the binding business. He's in the loosing business. Amen. You want to be in the Holy Ghost, you loose people. Don't you talk about people. Don't you run people down. Don't you talk about what they did. God doesn't care. Once He forgives it, it is gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. You hear what I'm saying? I know people have long memories. I know people, they like to talk about things that happened 20 years ago. I remember what you did. Well, you can do something God can't do. He forgot. He didn't want to hold on to it. Why do you? Amen. Well, they shouldn't be doing that in the church. I remember what they did. Yeah, but they repented. God forgave them. Amen. How about you? You got a few hang-ups too? Huh? Have you ever done anything that disqualify you? Hello? Amen. Praise God. Don't you go binding people. When you're binding them, you're binding yourself. We need to be in the business of loosing people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's in the business of loosing, not binding. Now, you do have that ability. Yes, you do. Amen. I've seen people so bound up they left the church. I've known a few come right down here to this altar and pray through, get the Holy Ghost, the joy of the Lord. Go back to that bathroom and hear people in there gossiping. Now, I hope that's all gone. I'm praying that it's all gone. Amen. I know some that did that are gone. And I'm hoping it's all gone. Because we don't want that around here. We don't want people binding people up. We want people loosing people. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, that's what I like about these young people. You see, they get around and they start laying hands on one another, praying for one another. You know what they're doing? They're loosing one another. They're loosing one another. Amen. They're not binding one another. They're loosing one another. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know a young man came here years and years and years ago, and he had a particular problem in his life, and folks knew about it, and they treated him like he had the plague. And he didn't last but just a few weeks, and he's gone. Nobody missed him but the Lord. Seemed like nobody much cared. They didn't want his kind around here anyway. Had a pastor tell me one time, a young man in the church had a particular sin that he was struggling with. And the pastor said, I hope nobody in the church finds out. Because he said, if they do, they'll reject him. He won't be welcome here. That's not a Christian church. I said, that's not a Christian church. There should be no sin that we can't get beyond. Hello? If you've got limits, you've got something God doesn't have. And God looks at your sin just like He looks at somebody else's. He doesn't look at one man's sin and say, oh, he's far worse than you are. He looks at, you know what? Every sin cost Him the same price. I said, every sin cost Him the same price. Every little white lie cost Him His blood. Amen. It's no different. Every sin cost Him His life and His blood. So let's don't get in the business of wrapping folks up. Let's get in the business of loosing people. Hallelujah. Jesus said, loose him. Let him go. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord likes. He likes to see you go. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. My, my, my. And you know what happened? I like this story. Can you imagine? Use your imagination for just a minute here. Can you imagine what happened after that? I mean, everybody in Bethany knew that Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. And the next day when he walked out of his front door and walked out of the house, people's eyeballs got big around. And they started whispering one another, saying, there's Lazarus. He was dead for 4 days. Look at him. He's alive. And they got their kids and they brought around. They say, you see that? That's a miracle. That guy, I went to his funeral. I was there when they put him in the tomb. I was there when they wrapped him up. He was dead. Doc Holstein pronounced him dead. I was there when he did it. But look at him. He's alive. He's breathing. He's walking. He's talking. Look at the man. He's got health in his face. Hallelujah. Amen. Everywhere Lazarus went, I'm telling you, friend, he was a marvel. People stared at him. When he walked down, he went down to the hardware store. Amen. And when he walked in there, all the guys stopped talking and watched him. He walked by the beauty shop and all the women stopped gossiping. You notice I said men talking, women gossiping. Amen. Because men don't, you know, we don't gossip, we just talk, right? Huh? Isn't that right? No, that's not right. I've heard men gossip too. Amen. Yes, I have. Sorry, brethren, but I've heard it. Amen. Yeah. Amen. It's a sin without gender. Amen. And everywhere he went. The Bible said that Jesus came over to his house and they didn't just go to see Jesus. The Bible said they came to see Lazarus. They'd seen Jesus before, but they never saw a dead man walking. They came to see him. And here's something I really like about this. The Bible says, and from that moment they sought to put Jesus to death. You talk about stupid. Here's a man that can call the dead to life, and you want to kill him? You've already got a revival on your hands. You've already got a miracle walking around. You've already got people stirred up believing things that they never could believe before. You've already got a man that has encouraged like nobody's ever encouraged. Hey, amen. Now you want to kill him so he can resurrect? And isn't that what they did? Wasn't very long after that they hung him on a cross for everybody to see. Lifted him up so everybody could see Jesus die. They were there when he breathed his last breath. They heard him say, "It's finished. Into thy hands I commit my spirit." They were there. They heard it. They saw it. Then on the third day, they saw the empty tomb. Hallelujah. And the Bible said he walked among them for 40 days. No wonder they had revival in those days. No wonder 3,000 people got the Holy Ghost on the first day. No wonder 5,000 followed soon after that. No wonder Jerusalem was filled with the doctrine. No wonder that Judea and Samaria were filled with the Holy Ghost. And it went all the way to Rome and then around the world. No wonder 2,000 years later, we're still preaching the same gospel and people are still believing. Amen. Your miracle is on the other side of the stone. Let's stand together. Thank you for your time tonight, your attention. Amen. I want to invite you to come tonight and get rid of some obstacles. Amen. You just make up your mind tonight. I'm tired of living on the other side of the stone. I'm tired of living in my sin. Amen. I'm tired of this bondage. I'm tired of this death. I'm tired of these problems. Amen. I'm ready to walk in liberty. I'm ready to be delivered tonight. Hallelujah. I'm ready to be made alive tonight. I'm ready for the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. God's waiting. You just need to step out. Amen. I'd like to see some passion here tonight. I'd like to see somebody like that young man at youth camp. Amen. Couldn't wait to get to the altar. Ran as fast as he could. Forgot to stop. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hey, you got something you need to... That your miracle's on the other side of the stone. If you'll just get rid of the stone tonight, God's going to meet you there with a miracle. God's going to meet you there with authority. God's going to meet you there with power. God's going to meet you there with deliverance. Amen. God's going to meet you there with the Holy Ghost. Amen. What do you need tonight? Your miracle's just on the other side of the stone. Amen. Let's gather around tonight, shall we? Amen. Let's come tonight expecting some miracles in this house. Let's come tonight expecting God to fulfill some promises. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. There's a healing in the house. Amen. There's miracles in the house. There's Holy Ghost in the house. There's power in the house. Amen. Oh, and it's just waiting on the other side of the stone. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's reach out to the Lord right now. Amen. Let's just reach out and believe Him. Let's touch Him. Amen. Let's pray with some passion tonight. Hallelujah. Pray like you mean it. Worship like you mean it. Repent like you mean it. Oh, yes, Lord. I really do need you here tonight.
Chains are broken. I'm set free. Oh, on the
hallelujah.
Other side
praise
of the
Lord. Praise the Lord.
And sweet victory.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm loosing my doubt and let my faith come out. And I'm rolling back the stone.
Hallelujah.
Oh, on the other side of the stone. the blessings God has promised to me.
Yes,
on
Lord.
On the other side of the
yes,
storm.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Chains are broken. I'm set free. Oh,
amen.
On the other side of the storm. There's healing and sweet victory. Well, I'm loosing my doubt and let my faith come out. And I'm rolling back the stone.
Hallelujah.
Oh, on the other side of the
That's
stone.
That's it. Come on, folks.
All the
Press
blessings
on.
God has promised
Press
to
on.
Me.
Press on.
Oh, on
Press
the
on.
Other side of the stone.
Yeah.
All the chains are broken. I'm
Hallelujah.
Set free. On
yeah.
the other side
Hallelujah.
Of the stone.
Victory's waiting on the other side of the stone. The victory's waiting on the other side of the stone. I said the victory's waiting on the other side of the stone. Hallelujah. Oh, nothing's going to stop me. Nothing's going
to
hold me back. Praise the Lord. Yes, Jesus.
On the other side of the stone.
Yes, Jesus.
Chains are broken. I'm set free.
Oh, hallelujah.
On the other side of the stone.
Yeah.
Healing that sweet victory. Well, I'm loosing my doubt and letting faith come out. And I'm rolling back the stone. Oh, on the other side of the stone. All the blessings God has promised to me. On the other side of the stone. Chains are broken, I'm set free. On the other side of the stone. Healing and sweet victory. Well, I'm loosing my doubt and letting faith come out. And I'm rolling back the stone. On the other side of the stone. All the blessings God has promised to me. On the other side of the stone. Chains are broken, I'm set free. On the other side of the stone. Healing and sweet victory. Well, I'm loosing my doubt and letting faith come out. And I'm rolling back the stone. On the other side of the stone. The blessings God has promised to me. On the other side of the stone. Chains are broken, I'm set free. On the other side of the stone. There's healing and sweet victory. Well, I'm loosing my doubt and letting faith come down. And I'm rolling back the stone. On the other side of the stone. All the blessings God has promised to me. Oh, on the other side of the stone. Chains are broken, I'm set free. On the other side of the stone. There's healing and sweet victory. Well, I'm loosing my doubt and letting faith come out. And I'm rolling back that stone. Rolling back the stone. Rolling back the stone. Rolling back the stone and letting faith come out. Well, I'm rolling back the stone. Rolling back the stone. Rolling back the stone and letting faith come out. And on the other side of the stone, all the blessings God has promised to me. On the other side of the stone, chains are broken, I'm set free. On the other side of the stone, there's healing and sweet victory. So I'm loosing my doubt and letting faith come out. And I'm rolling back the stone. On the other side of the stone. All the blessings God has promised to me. On the other side of the stone. broken, I'm set free. On the other side of the stone, sailing out with victory. Well, I'm loosing my doubt and letting faith come out, and I'm rolling back the stone. Well, I'm claiming my promise, God has promised to me. I'm standing by faith, His word I believe. The devil can't stop the blessings on the way. I'm claiming my promise today. Well, I'm claiming my promise, God's promise to me. I'm standing by faith, His word I believe. The devil can't stop the blessings on the way. I'm claiming my promise today. Claim it, claim your promise today. Claim it, blessings on the way. Claim it, claim your promise today. I'm claiming my promise today. Well, I'm claiming my promise, God has promised to me. I'm standing by faith, His word I believe. The devil can't stop the blessings on the way. I'm claiming my promise today. I'm claiming my promise, God has promised to me. I'm standing by faith, His word I believe. The devil can't stop the blessings on the way. I'm claiming my promise today. Claim it, claim your promise today. Claim it, blessings on the way. Claim it, claim your promise today. I'm claiming my promise today. Well, I'm claiming my promise, God has promised to me. I'm standing by faith, His word I believe. The devil can't stop the blessings on the way.
Amen. Let's stand together right now. Everybody stand up. Amen. We're going to do a little loosening around here, shall we? I said, let's do a little bit of loosening around here. Amen. The Bible, He said, loose him, let him go. Loose him, let him go. Amen. I want you, brethren, to get over and put your arm around your brother. Ladies, I'd like for you to gather around and to make a circle and reach one another. Reach out to one another right now. Amen. We're going to pray for some loosing here tonight. Yeah, I said we're going to pray for some loosing here tonight. Amen. We're going to pray against fear. We're going to pray against every kind of obstacle and every kind of hindrance tonight. Because we want some liberty. Amen. Let's pray right now, shall we? Lord, we come in the authority of your name. You see the difficulties. You hear the voices. Amen. You see the opposition. You know where the stones are. You know where the hindrances and the obstacles lie. But we pray right now in the authority and in the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Shatter, O God, every shackle, Lord, and loose us tonight. Every fetter, set us free tonight. By the authority of your name. By the authority of your name. By the authority of your name. Oh, we pray in the name of Jesus for liberty. For liberty. For freedom tonight. Hallelujah. Deliver us from the past. Amen. Deliver us from fears of the future. Amen. Let us bring faith into the present. Let us focus our faith on the difficulties, on the hindrances, on the stones. Amen. Roll away other stones tonight. Roll away other stones tonight. Amen. Break every shackle tonight.
I have royal blood flowing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Let's rejoice. Let's rejoice. Let's rejoice. Let's rejoice. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
Working God.
Nothing, O Lord, is too hard.
I feel the joy of the Lord. can come against me. I've been crushed, I've been bound, I've been set free. I feel the joy of the Lord falling. That's on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost. It's all over me. I feel the joy. I feel the joy of the Lord falling. That's on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost. It's all over me.
Take authority.
Oh, now you have royal blood flowing through your veins. You're a child of the King. You have been buried in His name. Oh, there is no devil that can come against you. You've been blessed. You've been bought. You've been set free. Oh, feel the joy of the Lord falling. Rest on you. Feel the joy of the Lord. Let it deliver you. Feel the joy of the Holy Ghost falling over you. Feel that joy of the Lord falling, fresh on you. Feel the joy of the Lord that has delivered you. Feel the joy of the Holy Ghost, brother, it's all over you.
We come against you.
Oh, I have royal blood flowing through my veins. I'm a child of the King. I've been buried in His
name.
There is no devil that can come against me. I've been blessed. I've been bought. I've been set free.
We bind you. Amen.